Well, he took the 4th of July off, and he was celebrating. Let's bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Good.
Yeah. So you took yesterday off on me.
Yeah.
I know why you didn't call in yesterday.
Yeah, because the Yankees won.
No, that's not it. You wouldn't have called in today because the Yankees won. Because CeCe won. CeCe, you know, today is the day I would have expected you not to call in because CeCe won.
Couldn't tell you. I didn't watch the Yankees at all. I watched real baseball. Didn't watch them.
Okay. That means the question I have to ask you is, I don't watch the Mets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I was scanning through the TV yesterday evening. I saw the Mets were leading 6-3 going into the bottom of the ninth. So I put it on because of what happened the day before with the Mets.
Yeah, to fall apart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Toronto just never got any hits going last night, but the Mets were ready for the taking, but they just didn't take them.
All right,
one inning got the Mets to win. They scored 5 runs in, I think, the 5th inning, and that was it.
All right. Well, so where do you want to go, Mr. Baseball?
The National League East. Watching games yesterday and over the weekend. It seems like the weekend.
I know.
The Braves and the Phillies are for real. Especially the Phillies have a couple of good young pitchers that are really, really good.
I think the Phillies are the sleeper. I think they're the best team in the division.
I don't know about the best team in the division, but they got some good arms. They need a few more sticks. They don't score a lot of runs. That's their problem. But these are two teams that were awful for the last couple of years, and they reinvented themselves, and they're on their way to being successful teams. Maybe the Mets need to follow their scheme.
And they're both obviously going to be players. I think they're both going to be big-time buyers but as the trade deadline comes up.
Oh, they have to be because the Nats can't get out of their own way. And, one or two of these teams will make the playoffs this year. So, absolutely. And with baseball nowadays, you can't plan for the future. You have to strike now. And now's the time when the Phillies and the Braves, if they make a key move here or there, they can really enhance their chances to win in the National League because the National League's not that strong.
Yeah, they've got a lot of decent clubs and good clubs, but not strong clubs. You're right. I mean, especially when you compare the Red Sox and Houston and the Yankees, and I will throw in Seattle in the American League.
The thing is, though, with the Phillies, they got some good starters, and they can cause damage in the playoffs. And the other team that can cause some damage in the playoffs are the Brewers. So out of all the teams in the National League, those are the ones I think that can maybe upset somebody in the American League.
All right, so where else do you want to go?
We can go back to baseball. The Indians, they're playing good ball again. They're looking strong, as are the Astros. And the Red Sox went down to Washington and just embarrassed them guys for 3 days. So look for changes to come out of Washington soon.
Yeah, it's a rookie manager. And that clubhouse has never been easy to handle with any manager. They've always seemed to underachieve, and this year it's even worse.
Yeah, and Bryce Harper, he can't get out of his own way.
Who would have expected
his dream of a $30 million a year payday is gone.
Yeah.
It's finished.
Who would have ever expected that team to be under 500 at this point of the year?
Yeah. I mean, when you got a guy like Max Scherzer, who's going to he's definitely going to give you some wins. He got beat by Boston the other day. So Washington's in big trouble, and I think these guys just don't want this manager.
It looks that way. So how about the quote of the day? You're going to love this one. Are you ready?
Shoot.
Quote of the day, and I'll give you a hint, okay? I'll give you a hint. It came out of the NBA.
Oh, boy.
LeVar says Lonzo will make LeBron a better player.
That's good.
What's this matter with this man?
He's a retard.
What is the matter with this man? Now, you can say what you want about LeBron James, how he hips hops and stuff like that from teams and like that, but you're going to tell me that LeVar is going to make LeBron a better player? Give me a break.
Guy wants to sell sneakers.
Unbelievable. just plain unbelievable.
Hey, I was watching tennis. That's how bad it's been with this heat.
Oh, no, my God. Soccer and now tennis. Golf is not far behind.
Yeah, but I was watching tennis for a different reason, my friend. Maria Sharapova was playing some other Russian broad. They're both like 6'2".
Now, don't say broad. You can't say broad on the radio, Mike.
I say what I want.
No, you can't. You have to treat them with dignity. That's not a good term. You could say another Russian hottie, another Russian girl, but not broad. Come on.
Like my friends in Chicago said, look at that broad standing over there.
You're incorrigible.
That's right. I'm a throwback, baby. I'm the way it is.
That's your middle name.
Go climb the Statue of Liberty and put my picture up there.
Okay. Hey, you missed out the biggest sporting event of the day yesterday.
I did?
Yep. Joey Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs.
Yeah, there's a controversy in there. There's like 10 missing hot dogs or something. You can't even count the hot dogs he's eating because he eats them so fast.
74.
Yeah, something with this. There's 10 missing hot dogs they have to account for. So even the Nathan's hot dog eating contest is in the tank.
Can you imagine 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes?
No. I saw a number. It was 22,000 calories or something like that.
Yeah, here's what happened. He ate 64 hot dogs, they said, right? But then when they counted the plates that have the hot dogs on them that they mm-hmm. that they finished, there mm-hmm. was one extra plate, which added 10 more hot dogs. So and nobody complained because everybody saw the plates afterwards.
I know when I got paper plates, sometimes one was stuck under another one.
74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
God bless them. What's that prove?
I don't know, Mike. I years ago, years in Kingston, New York, entered a hot dog eating contest, and I came in second or third.
How many did you eat?
It was 5 minutes, and I think I ate. I want to say, it was 15 or 17.
Wow!
In 5 minutes, but the winner ate 20 some. But
in five minutes.
Yeah, but I was taught a secret back then how to do it, and this is what all the great ones do. If you really want to eat these hot dogs fast, they don't allow this in this major one. What you do is you take the hot dog out of the roll, mm-hmm. you eat the hot dog, you dunk the roll in a glass of water, and it slides right down. What you have to do in the major hot dog eating contest is you have to eat the hot dog with the bun. But what they do now is they stick the hot dog with the bun in water. Because the thing that slows you down is the bun, not the hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
It just fills up.
How come Stormy Daniels wasn't in the hot dog eating contest?
There you go again, Mr. Incorrigible. You're going to get me in big, big trouble.
Tell them to send me an email.
Okay.
I'll answer them.
All right. So now where else? Is there anything else in sports?
World Cup's off today. They start up again tomorrow. I think they're into the round of eight. So we'll see what happens with that, if there's any more shootouts or how that goes. But like I said the other day, I watched Brazil play, I think it was Monday, and they just, they're on a different stratosphere than the rest of these teams. It's like they kind of like lull you into submission, and then all of a sudden they'll put on a barrage and score a goal. It's really good to enjoy watching them play. It's like watching a battle play out. Like they kind of make you go where they want you to go, and as soon as you fall into the trap, they attack. They're a good team to watch. Even if you don't like soccer, you get to watch Brazil play. Watch them; they're very, very entertaining.
All right, and in the World Poisoning Championships, the
World Poisoning Championships? Yep,
the Soviet Union racked up two more in England yesterday. A couple of people that hung around by that bench were the other spies they poisoned about 2 or 3 months ago. Came down with that poison sickness again. So
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Russia has poisoned a couple of their former spies who moved to England with this very, very potent poison.
What's that got to do with sports?
Well, because it's the World Poisoning Championships. They poisoned two more inadvertently. These weren't even spies. They were just people that happened to sit on the same park bench.
So you got to find out how they do that and send Nancy Pelosi a present.
You're 3 for 3 this morning.
There we go. I was just going to say that myself.
You're 3 for 3.
Nancy Pelosi, poster child for brain damage or whatever you want to say.
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow, Mr.
Have a great day, guys. I'll see if I can scrounge up a few races for us. There's some big ones at Belmont Saturday. Couple of them on a turf, and with the big rains coming tomorrow, we'll see what happens with that.
All right. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.